WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
James Comey in the hot seat again. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The former FBI director faces more questions behind closed doors at the House the day after he called President Trump a liar. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
Former FBI director James Comey on Sunday criticizing President Trump for a tweet in which he accused the FBI of breaking into the office of his former attorney, Michael Cohen. Comey tweeting, "This is from the president of our country, lying about the lawful execution of a search warrant issued by a federal judge." He continued, "Shame on Republicans who don't speak up at this moment for the FBI, the rule of law, and the truth." Comey due on Capitol Hill today to answer more questions from the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees. Dave?
John, Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani says over his dead body, will the president sit down with the special counsel and answer questions? And he doesn't have nice things to say about ex-Trump lawyer Michael Cohen telling ABC's This Week.
"Unless you're God, this man, you will never know what the truth is. He lies to fit the situation he's in."
Giuliani also says Cohen set up payments to silence women who claim to have had affairs with Donald Trump years earlier. And Giuliani says it's not a crime. Cohen got 3 years in prison for campaign finance violations and lying to Congress. Lawmakers have to work out a budget deal by Friday to avert a partial shutdown. Starting Saturday, President Trump insists Democrats give him $5 billion in wall funding, but Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer tells NBC's Meet the Press,
"We should not let a temper tantrum, threats, push us in the direction of doing something that everybody, even our Republican colleagues, know is wrong."
The family of the 7-year-old girl who died in U.S. custody hours after being captured with her father and others coming here illegally wants a full investigation. The girl's mother back in Guatemala says,
"My husband went away because of the poverty, the extreme poverty that we live in."
Now, there are questions if the girl's father understood English when he signed a form that she was in good health. He disputes Border Patrol's claim that his daughter hadn't had any food or water for days. This is Fox News.
When you buy a new Ford F-Series truck during our holiday sales event, you're not just buying a truck. You're sending a message to the world that says, "Yeah, I can help." Because now you're the friend with the Ford truck. You'll move coworkers, haul lumber, and build everything from tree houses to serenity sheds. Now you're the one everyone counts on, and you wouldn't have it any other way. Ford F-Series, built for the holidays. Built Ford proud.
And now, for a limited time, you can bring home a new F-150 with 0% financing for 72 months, only at your Ford dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month per $1,000 financed, regardless of down payment, is available on 18 model year F-150, excludes Raptor. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 1/2/19. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and complete details.
The U.S. went on the attack in Somalia again over the weekend, firing 6 airstrikes targeting the Al-Shabaab group, which has been carrying out terror attacks in that African country. The U.S. military says the strikes killed 62 Somali militants. The Air Force has some new satellites ready for orbit, a next generation of GPS.
They're designed to be more accurate, secure, and versatile. The initial launch is scheduled to lift off Tuesday from Cape Canaveral, Florida. It's the first of 32 planned GPS-3 satellites that'll replace older ones now in orbit. But some of the satellite's most highly touted features won't be fully available until 2022 or later. That's because of problems in a companion program to develop a new ground control system for them. The Air Force estimates 4 billion people worldwide use GPS for everything from navigation to time-stamping bank transactions. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A month after the FDA cracked down on the sale of flavored e-cigarettes, there's new research showing more kids are vaping these days.
A new study from the University of Michigan says the use of electronic cigarettes, also known as vaping, is 2 times higher than last year among high school-aged teens. Experts say e-cigarettes are especially attractive to this age group because they can be used discreetly. Some are made to resemble computer flash drives, allowing teens to even vape in class. After vaping and alcohol, the most common thing teens use is marijuana, the survey found. About 1 in 4 students said they used marijuana at least once in the last year. Mike Piazza, Fox News.
Another tech giant wants to expand operations in New York City. This time Google says it'll spend $1 billion with a more than 1.7 million square foot campus in the city. This a month after Amazon announced it'll have a second headquarters location in New York's Long Island City neighborhood. On Wall Street, modestly falling stock futures suggest more selling to start the week following that massive sell-off Friday. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Hey, good Monday morning. For expert window replacement and repair for windshields and windows in your car, truck, or van, American Eagle Auto Glass does the job right the first time. Go visit Wade Adams, 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The University of Illinois on Friday dismissed a tenured professor for falsifying research data and other complaints. The UI Board of Trustees said it voted to revoke the tenure of Associate Professor of Biology Fei Wang. He was terminated effective immediately. An unidentified 29-year-old Danville woman is in critical condition after being found shot on Washington Avenue near Madison Street around 10:30 Saturday night. 26-year-old Bryant Marshall is being held in connection with the shooting incident, which police describe as a domestic dispute. Fire damaged part of a two-story home near Neal Street and Arcadia Drive in Champaign around 7:30 p.m. Sunday. Seven people were inside when the fire started and were able to escape quickly and safely. First responders say the blaze was contained to one room. The cause remains under investigation. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
If you're driving down the road and something hits your windshield that causes it to chip, don't worry. American Eagle Auto Glass can fix that for only $50. $50! American Eagle Auto Glass is locally owned and certified by the Auto Glass Safety Council, ensuring that they do it the right way and the safe way. And at American Eagle Auto Glass, you're not just a number. You're their customer. Located in Champaign and Danville. For more information, go to AmericanEagleAutoGlass.com.
Here's your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent, two locations. Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana. 367 Rose or BlossomBasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. A real pretty sunrise. We've got a high 44 expected today. 24, our low with clear conditions tonight. A duplicate tomorrow. High 44, low 28. 47 the high Wednesday with partly sunny conditions. Precipitation in the forecast Wednesday night and Thursday, but still not a bad start to our week. Temperatures currently at 28. ESPN 93.5.
Always a pleasure to welcome political science professor, University of Texas at Arlington. It's our friend Professor Alan Sachs. How are you, sir?
I am barely alive, but I'm holding on.
Are you done with the semester?
Yes, thank goodness it was done.
Well, how many?
500 altogether.
What kind of grad assistant helped? Do you have any of that?
One graduate student helped me in the big class, 399 students, and it was a good class. In fact, that was my best class. It was really good. I'm beginning to get my own anecdotal evidence. My introductory classes are better than my advanced classes.
Yeah. Well, again, you're probably in the minority in some of your views, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. I teach a class in civil liberties, and boy, there it comes out. There are some conservative students, but they don't say anything. It's the left-wing students that are the most vocal, and they intimidate the other students, quite frankly. You know, but that's another deal. You can't have intimidation of the left, but you could have intimidation of the right.
Yeah. Okay. Will there be a partial government shutdown this Friday?
Sure looks like it. Stephen Miller, one of the chief advisors of President Trump, says the president's holding fast. He wants that wall. And frankly, I'll be a psychologist for a minute. I think the reason why President Trump is being so tough on this is that everybody is clobbering him on every single issue. They're after him. And he knows that the second part of his administration coming up after the first of the year, if I can call it the second part, the next 2 years, it's going to be awful rugged. So he's digging in as well. So they're after him, and everybody knows that he's a strong counterpuncher, and somebody's punching him every day, and he's going to return the punches. So I think that there is going to be a government shutdown.
Well, and you know what? He has said, I'll own it. I'll own it. Politically, at this point, with all the hammering he gets anyway, does it even matter?
No, it really doesn't. You're absolutely right. It doesn't matter at all. He's with it the first 2 years of his administration, awfully, awfully tough. And the next 2 years are going to be tougher yet. And so I think he's ready for the fight.
Well, I don't know what it means, but I'm pretty into all this, Alan, and I'm getting tired of it. I'm getting tired.
I am too. I'm
not watching or listening as much simply because it's predictable. It just never ends, and so
the same way, and it gets worse and worse and worse. I'm hearing today that various attorney generals in various states are going after President Trump, and in Maryland and New York. And they don't know really what they're after, but boy, they're going to investigate every part of him, you know, and his family as well. So as a talk show host said last night, he was absolutely correct. He said they have the subject. Now they got to find the crime.
Yeah, no,
and it's probably true.
No, and what I guess I have my biggest issue with is it is not equal justice under the law. It is
no question about it.
It is unbelievable how they look the other way when a liberal does something wrong.
It's very scary, and in fact, I wonder if the Democrats will be the target of Republicans. I doubt it very much. You know, Republican attorney generals in various states, if they'll go after the Democratic leaders, especially if a Democrat becomes president or something like that, are they going to go after them? I doubt it.
And I think, too, even though very, very few watch the news when you're talking about 330 million in this country, it still presents this for the, you know, 300 million people that just go to work and have soccer practice and really aren't in on every detail of everything. They feel this Trump's a criminal over and over and over.
That's right. It has been incredible. And the media, the mainline media, whatever one wants to call them, they really have changed completely.
Yeah.
It's really disgusting what has happened to the media. And when I've mentioned that in class a couple of times, in my civil liberties class, where free speech is acknowledged very, very much. And many of my students deny that. They say, we are professionals. We are professionals. Yeah. Professionals for what? You know? And it is unbelievable what goes on.
Well, if you just do a simple check of CNN.com and their headlines, there's no journalism there. It's all subjective about their headline. And if you're CNN.com, I mean, CNN used to be a network I watched. I can't watch it anymore.
Years ago, when Ted Turner had CNN, it was quite a deal. You know, the first 24-hour news network. It has changed so dramatically since those days.
Well, listen, Donald Trump is right about one thing, and they would agree. He's good for business.
Oh, that's right. And in fact, if he goes away, some people have said that many of the cable shows are going to go away with him because their whole life is dependent upon beating him up every single day.
Last question, Alan Sachs. What's the over-under on the number of Democratic presidential candidates?
Oh, my gosh. There could be as many as 20. It could be. And Beto is getting a lot of the news today. You know, Beto. And that's a name he came up with. I'm going to run for office, and I'm going to have a nickname, Frito. I'm going to be called Frito. And maybe that'll work with my students. They love the name Beto, you know, and when he was running in Texas for the U.S. Senate, he lost, but barely. All my students, I mean, really, just the majority of them came to class with Beto T-shirts,
yep,
and Beto bumper stickers on their laptops and everything. So that name, that nickname, really stuck. And when I told them he was not Hispanic, a few of them were shocked.
Well, not to mention, nobody can say one thing Beto O'Rourke stands for.
It doesn't matter. It does not matter.
Oh, man.
It doesn't matter at this time.
Well, I tell you what, only two so far that I've seen that I think could beat Donald Trump is Michelle Obama and Oprah Winfrey at this point. So.
That's right. Probably. And they may run together as a ticket.
Oh,
I don't know.
There you go. Then just go ahead and plan and change the carpeting. Hey, listen, always a pleasure. And listen, this will be it for a while. I appreciate you. We'll be calling you later in January, and I'll email you when. But thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, Alan. We appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks to all your listeners. I appreciate it very, very much. They have a wonderful show to listen to with you.
Thank you so much, Alan. We appreciate you as well. Alan Sachs, political science professor, University of Texas at Arlington. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, my friend.
Thank you. Everybody stay well.
You as well. 7:15, ESPN 93.5. We check your morning sports headlines. How about those Chicago Bears, huh?
Wow. How about it?
Bears are champs.
Yes, and 10-4 on the season. And, yes, NFC North, they have claimed the title. And the Bears beat the Packers yesterday, 24-17. Mitch Trubisky throws for a couple of touchdowns. I was at church at St. Pat's in Urbana at noon, and I sat right next to a gal who had a Packers jersey on, and I had a Bears outfit on. And at the sign of peace, I was like, may the best team win.
It's all about love. Come on.
It is. And Indianapolis beating the Cowboys and shutting them out. That hadn't happened in years.
I don't understand.
23 to nothing.
Dallas Cowboys are world beaters. They beat the New Orleans Saints, and then they can't score against Indianapolis?
Right.
It doesn't make any sense.
So in any case, it says the last time Dallas Cowboys were shut out in a game, Dak Prescott was 10 years old.
No, it's crazy. The NFL can be very difficult to explain at times.
Well, and same with Tom Brady and New England Patriots. They've lost 5 games this season. So people are scratching their heads, and that's part of the country.
They're still going to win their last 2. And they're going to win their division, all that stuff.
But, probably won't see them in the Super Bowl.
Never know.
Finally.
Never know. Never know.
I hope not.
I don't think they're not as dominant, that's for sure.
So, and your Saints in action tonight.
Big game tonight. Now, the Saints got a break when Nick Foles came in and led Philadelphia to a big road win last night in L.A. The Eagles, in a must win, they won. And the Rams now, it gives the Saints are trying to play all the way to the Super Bowl in New Orleans. If they're able to host the 2 games that they're probably going to play down there, then that's really
huge.
But any team that gets the host in the playoffs, it's a huge advantage. So,
but you're right. Foles sparking Eagles, biggest since 1995, it says on this headline on ESPN. Well, so
they were 13-point underdogs going into the Rams, and the Eagles, they had to win, and they did. The world champs are still in the hunt.
And stepping in for Carson Wentz on that, huh?
Nick Foles was a Super Bowl MVP, beat Tom Brady and the New England Patriots in the last Super Bowl.
Okay, thank you for that.
And Carson Wentz, you know, was the man. He got hurt, and then Nick Foles came in, and Carson got healthy. Carson got hurt, and now Nick Foles is back, and he's got plenty of experience.
Okay, and they've got all kinds of stuff about Saint Nick here, too.
Yeah, they love Nick this morning in Philly. Yeah.
Of course, it's Christmas time, and that all plays in. So, Illinois volleyball, welcome back. We are so proud of our Final Four contender. Welcome home. Illinois over East Tennessee State. Did you happen to catch the game?
I was doing domestic things.
Oh, good
for
you.
The game was not on television.
Right.
And, I thought we'd win. When I saw we were up 28-9, I knew I had nothing to fear. 73-55, Illinois wins their 4th win of the season, 4-7. We have Missouri, the 22nd. That's the next one.
The bragging rights game down south.
And then the 29th, and then it really gets going early January in the Big Ten.
Another thing that's trending, we had Calgary over the St. Louis Blues, but San Jose over the Blackhawks 7-3. Corey Crawford is 33, got an injury in that as he has a concussion by hitting his head on the goalpost. He missed 47 games last season with concussion issues.
Yeah.
So people are concerned in Blackhawks Nation.
Okay.
That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
But really interesting story. A California lawmaker was arrested after he spanked his 7-year-old.
Hmm.
I want to get into that for just a few minutes here this morning after our Fox Business Minute. But, you know, obviously there's spanking and then there's abuse.
Right.
This guy's a doctor. Spanked her. Police chief has gone public saying the injuries weren't on the buttocks. The wife's standing by her guy. The children are back in the home. But, boy, that gets really at this time.
I know it.
We'll get into it in a moment.
And, you know, the older generation and the way they disciplined. Well, I mean, there's a big difference in today. And
a little on corporal punishment coming up. Your weather now.
High 44 down to 24 tonight with sunny conditions. Tomorrow we've got a high 44 again down to around 29. Partly cloudy Tuesday evening. Partly sunny with a high 47 Wednesday. Precipitation Wednesday night and on Thursday. But a high 46 still. Right now the temperature's at 28. Feels like 20 on the wind chill. ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute. See how these touchy markets are going to open here in an hour, hour 10. Brought to you by Starlet Carr at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starlet at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
When it comes to punishment, 359-2255 if you have an opinion.
Yeah, we'll get into it, and I'm sure it'll rustle some feathers here in just a moment. We'll play this report. 720 now in Champaign-Urbana.
From the Fox Business Network, Jack in the Box is looking into selling the company. It says it's held discussions with potential buyers, but can't assure that a deal will be made. Jack in the Box says it hasn't set a deadline for the sale. Google says it plans to double its New York-based workforce to more than 14,000 employees over the next decade, and it's taking over a large office building on the city's west side, south of Greenwich Village. It will also have offices in two nearby buildings. The first employees will work there in 2020. The expansion will cost $1 billion. The Wall Street Journal says the location will be the centerpiece of a new Hudson Square campus and will be the home of Google's sales operation. Its expansion will make Google one of New York City's largest commercial tenants. But unlike Amazon, Google says it has not pursued incentives from New York. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
A week to go here. And a nice wrap it up maybe a little bit earlier than Christmas Eve. Be nice.
I know now.
ESPN 93.5, I am Stevie J. Good morning. It is December 17th with Diane.
Mariah Carey's in the top five as far as popular Christmas carols this time of year.
This one is huge. All I want for Christmas is you. Okay, story out of California.
Wait till Mariah hits it, Stevie.
Mariah Carey?
Yeah, yeah. You ever see when they do the caroling in the car kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
And she has a real popular...
The comedian guy?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
All right, 359-2255. The story, I believe, is California. Is California assemblyman?
Uh-huh.
I guess like a state rep here. Got arrested. Said he spanked his child. Child went to school. School called the police. Man.
California lawmaker accused of child cruelty is speaking out, saying he intended to discipline his 7-year-old daughter with a spanking. State Assemblyman Joaquin Arambula is home with his 3 children this morning. The children were briefly removed by Child Protective Services. Jerika Duncan is here with the case, highlighting the legal risk of corporal punishment, even for parents. Jerika Duncan, good morning to you.
Good morning. Very divisive story, yes, depending on which way you fall on the spectrum. Well, it's important to point out...
This is CBS, by the way.
...that spanking your child is legal in all 50 states, but if it crosses the line into cruelty or abuse, it becomes a crime with potentially harsh punishments for the parent involved.
When Joaquin Arambula was sworn in as California State Assemblyman 2 years ago, his wife and 3 young daughters were at his side. Arambula was arrested earlier this week. He says he spanked his eldest child, who told her teacher the next morning.
We have nights where we can get overwhelmed. That night was a night that she was acting out.
School administrators called Child Protective Services after allegedly noticing an injury on the girl's body.
She was really angry that he spanked her, and she woke up angry. And
that's his wife.
She went to school angry and wanted to be heard.
Arambula was arrested on suspicion of willful cruelty to a child, a misdemeanor. He says he spanked his daughter on the buttocks, but the police chief says other evidence led to Arambula's arrest.
The injury in this case is not on the buttocks.
Police
police plan to send the case to the district attorney next week. Arambula's attorney did not respond to our request for comment, but in a statement to the Fresno Bee, they said, it is disappointing that Chief Dyer has taken to the media in order to try this case in the court of public opinion. We have offered to meet with the representatives of the district attorney's office so that relevant information can be presented. Arambula, a board-certified physician, maintains his innocence.
I'm a healer by nature. I'm a doctor, and it's not in my nature to actually be assertive and aggressive like that.
While spanking is legal, the courts consider it excessive if it leaves physical injuries. Family law specialist Donald Schweitzer.
In my practice, I tend to tell my clients don't use corporal punishment because you never know who's going to determine that it is reasonable or unreasonable.
Arambula's attorneys say the children were returned to their parents 2 days after the father's arrest after Child Welfare Services determined there were no concerns about abuse. If convicted, Arambula could face a year in jail.
There's a lot to unfold here.
Yeah, it is.
Question is, can you discipline your child? And then who's to decide what is too far? Obviously, Mark's, it sounds like a little bit too much, but, you know, was it grabbing the arm, maybe,
right,
in an aggressive
way? It doesn't say anywhere in these articles I'm trying to comb over about where the injury was.
Yeah, okay, so, but how many of us have been frustrated with our kids? How many of us have been angry and really, really mad and the child needs disciplined? And then is there a timeout? Is it spanking? There was an occasion in our life when we were thinking about sending Nathaniel someplace, and in their bylaws it said there is corporal punishment.
Huh.
And I said, don't want that. They right. said, well, you'll get to do it. I said, I don't want to do that.
Right.
And so there was, and I doubt if it's still there because that was 20 years ago, but the question and the overriding issue here is, what's disciplining your child anymore? And golly, a swat in the butt sometimes is okay, but not too hard.
And what is good practice against unwanted, aggressive, you know, physical behavior on the child who's acting out, like the mom said? She was acting out.
Well,
I mean, sometimes...
What happens when you don't discipline
right.
your child? What is the cause and effect of all of that? I never believed in that because I never thought it worked. I never thought hitting was effective. I never believed in hitting. I was never hit, and I certainly disciplined our kids, but not that way. I mean, we got eye to eye. We got timeouts. We did stuff like that. And it's not to say, I mean, well, my dad beat me, I was going to discipline. Okay, because you're generally going to do what you had done.
Mm-hmm.
That's generally going to be your philosophy. The question is, how government creep has happened to where you're afraid to discipline your child for fear that child services will come?
And that's right.
There's a need for child protective services.
Yes, sir.
But who's drawing my line today on what is appropriate behavior? I mean, if you sit your child down in timeout and you blow past dinner time, are you starving your child? That child didn't eat. That child was, that's cruel and unusual. Ooh, you can see the can of worms here.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think? 359-2255, spanking or disciplining. What you think? 359-2255. It's a toughie because good people believe in swatting on the butt. And it doesn't mean they're awful people, but you can see where you can go too far, and then it's abuse.
Typically, you have to define to the child what the violation was, calmly talk about it, have the discipline, have everybody away and downtime for a few minutes.
Well, that's what we're not getting. The parents get really, really mad
sure.
because they haven't slept. I mean, there's a lot of factors
mm-hmm.
that go into this. We're all human.
Yeah.
We make mistakes. What do you think? We'll be right back. 7:30.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Obamacare in the crosshairs of the president's first tweet this morning after a legal blow to the Affordable Care Act.
Friday, a U.S. district court judge in Texas said because the individual mandate no longer exists, then Obamacare should not be seen as constitutional.
Fox's Blake Berman, the president, tweeting the deductible is so high it's practically not even usable and that it hurts families. The White House says the law remains in place for now.
In the interim, nothing has changed as it relates to the Affordable Care Act and those who use its system to obtain health insurance. This will now make its way through the legal system, heading next to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit.
And Saudi Arabia, in a first response, blasting the Senate resolution blaming the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi on the Saudi crown prince. This is Fox News.
OSF Ergo delivers quick, convenient, urgent care at the speed of you, so you can get in and out, get on with your day. OSF Ergo has two locations in Champaign. They accept all insurance. North Prospect near Walmart, South Neal by Harvest Market. It's OSF in Ergo, and I've heard they take you into a suite away from sick people.
Yes, I like that.
That has great appeal to me.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Authorities identified the victim of a Friday crash fatality at the intersection of Route 1 and 119 in Vermilion County as 47-year-old James Callahan of Hoopston. State police say Callahan crossed into oncoming traffic and hit another car head-on. He died at the scene. The autopsy was performed Saturday. WCIA reports people came together Saturday from Decatur, Danville, Chicago, Peoria, and Urbana to work toward peace in their community for a two-day training in Champaign to become official peace seekers. They discussed ways to end violence and make a greater effort to bring young people together. The Haven held a grand opening ceremony on Sunday. The shelter and community kitchen, formerly known as the Mattoon Area Pads, provide separate sleeping areas for men, women, and families. The 25-bed space moved from Broadway Avenue to Western Avenue. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
With two convenient locations in Champaign, OSF Ergo is redefining the urgent care experience. Specially designed for busy individuals and families, you get the exact care and service you need without sacrificing time or quality. At OSF Ergo, we can treat your mild illness or injury and have you out the door quickly at an affordable cost. OSF Ergo accepts a number of insurance plans, including Health Alliance, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and Humana. Visit osfergo.org to see and learn more.
All right, ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by CMI Chemical Maintenance Inc., local janitorial supply company. They've got the spray that'll kill all the flu germs on your stuff called Checkmate electrostatic sprayer, Checkmate system. Ask about it. Betsy and Brad Parks, 359-6262 or cmiclean.com.
Today and tomorrow, duplicate days with the sunshine and up into the mid-40s and down into the mid-20s at night. Partly sunny expected on Wednesday to start with a high 47. Then a chance of some rain, 60% shot at showers on Thursday's forecast. Cooler on Friday with the chance for some snow early. Right now the temperature's at 28. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, and it's a touchy subject when you talk about corporal punishment and whether or not to spank or not spank. I wonder how many spank anymore. I think in the old days that was pretty common.
Yeah.
Wait till dad gets home.
Exactly. And for us, I think we had this paddle that was in this certain spot in the near the pantry, and you know, if they even like pointed that way or looked that direction, you know, you had to get in line.
Well, then that's called a warning. That's called the warning. But I think back in the day, you know, we're talking back in the day, 40s, 50s, 60s, probably even into the 70s, maybe even today. I think you emulate what you went through, I think. And there's a strong opinion that if you don't discipline your child, you know, what is it, spare the rod, something, you know, whatever. Again, it's what you probably grew up with. And again, the discipline is absolutely urgent and necessary. But there are other ways to discipline as well. But yet, this is a story out of California. The guy, I mean, this is a physician who spanked his child. Child gets angry. That's not uncommon. Goes to school, tells a teacher. Teacher calls the police because there was a mark. What's the mark? Is it grabbing and there's a bruise on the elbow?
Right.
Because you can grab a child pretty hard.
I know.
You've seen people in public do that.
Yeah, that's right. And boy, is that uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So the different punishments that, you know, in my circle of friends or me, sitting in the chair in the corner for like 5 minutes and totally silent, and everybody around you is totally silent, and you just have this, you know, aura over the scene of doom and gloom.
Yeah.
Kneeling on corn. Did you ever do that?
No, we didn't. We didn't have the kneeling on the corn trick because that one hurts.
It does, and well, it's only a couple of minutes. But you know, you're supposed to reflect on, you know, what you did wrong.
But here's the issue. It's some will think that's mean and wrong. Others will say you've got to discipline. 359-2255 is a text.
Okay, Daskell saying spare the rod, spoil the
child. Spoil the child, that's what it is. Okay.
And then we also have comments about you can't discipline without using your hands. You can discipline without hitting your kids.
So does that mean you grab them by the arms and get eye contact? You say no. You say we're not doing that. You know, it's the whole thing. And again, we're pretty blessed. I didn't get too mad at the kids very often, but there were times.
Yeah.
There were times I was pretty mad at the kids.
But you have to maybe step out and, you know, take a few minutes.
There's no question, but you don't want that. You want to make sure they can't get away with saying that.
Right.
We just didn't.
You have to have some consequences.
Well, and I think that, and again, we were so close. We're a very, very close family. We always were with each other in eye contact. A lot of time spent with our kids. But on the golf course, I used to get pretty upset if they didn't act properly. And that's probably because to me, golf was a paradigm, kind of an incredible example of how life has ups and downs. And in the game of golf, there are certainly wonderful holes and really bad holes, and that's life.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of looked at it from the global of you need to handle life with the same grace when you win and lose the same thing. And so when the kids acted out, they were kids, for crying out loud. They're going to act out. And so I would definitely get upset and say, you can't act like that. You can't do that. And we didn't have too many instances of that, but we just always talked about it. We always had eye contact. I was pretty stern, but I never thought, and I've had so many experts on over the years, you know, had varying opinions. And I think the conclusion was hitting generally doesn't work. It teaches them they need to hit to get their way.
Right.
And that's my philosophy. Doesn't mean I'm totally right on that. There are people who say a good swat on the butt is what's needed. And there are wonderful people that have been raised and said, you know what, if it wasn't for those times and I didn't get that discipline and love, I never would have made it. But now we're at a point, and you can see it with politically correct, that you better be careful because the outside world's going to come in and tell you you abused your child. And you're saying, I did not. I spanked them.
I feel horrible for this California lawmaker who's... kids were taken away with this spanking of his 7-year-old daughter.
I mean, and you know what?
You can tell. I mean, yeah. He's been crying.
Oh,
he's
listen,
just
and he
horrible.
Probably regrets doing
right.
it because he said in that piece, he said, we all get overwhelmed. Guess what? So does everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So we all get a little hyperventilating because we had a long day at work. We didn't sleep the night before and somebody's half sick. Those things occur. I know for a fact having the triplets that when you don't sleep, you don't see things the same way as when you do sleep.
And the issue came with the 7-year-old who spoke up about it at school. They have 7, 6, and 3 in their home.
Anyway, it's very difficult when you get into issues like this, but it certainly has changed because now it's certainly going to side with the child because so many times children are abused.
Imagine having your kids taken away for 2 nights, though. All your kids.
And imagine a radio station in Champaign, Illinois, talking about you from California. But the issue is still around us. Corporal punishment, spank, do not spank, time out. What do? You get, I mean, there's not a parent alive that doesn't wish they got that angry at that one time. I remember a couple of times. I got really, really mad. I'm nothing happened, but I just got mad, and I shouldn't have got that mad. So we all have that. We're human.
So it says all 50 states have, you know, legal corporal punishment in the parents, and if the fleshy area of the buttocks is the place, then there's no issue.
What, I mean, so you're talking about
but
what?
This talks about if there was a facial injury.
Well, sure, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I think everybody would agree, can't slug them. crying out loud. That, right. You know, obviously. But
or
again.
A slap on the face. I mean, sometimes that comes into play.
Yeah. I don't know. 359-2255. It's just a lot of gray area here. And what a parent ought to be, because we are inundated with stories of abuse, so we're very sensitive to that, as we should be.
Yeah.
There's some kids that god-awful things happen in their houses. It's just so sad. But yet we want to make sure that the parents we deem good are allowed to do some disciplining, and yet so much of that is just, you know, subjective. All right, 741, any other thoughts? 359-2255, ESPN 93.5. ESPN 93.5, sports headline.
So we're feeling better about our basketball team after Saturday's win, huh?
Yeah, I haven't changed my assessment.
Which is, it could be bad on the wins and losses,
you're going to have a bad record, but you're going to be a bad team to play in February, March. That's just kind of how the schedule unfolds. We did not play the Sisters of the Poor in this preseason. They've been a really, really, really hard schedule. Very unusual. Usually teams pad their numbers. We did not, and we're 4-7, and the hard part of our schedule's coming up. So
it's kind of unusual that it's been kind of a Saturdays-oriented December for us.
We get to every week games here. It's kind of a funky schedule. It's going to get, you know, going to be tough. Missouri, we can beat Missouri. We've been doing great against Missouri.
That game at 7 o'clock on Saturday
night. And then the 29th, who do we play?
It's Florida Atlantic.
Okay,
shoot.
We'll win that one, and then I think the Big Ten starts really rocky. It's at where? At Northwestern, at Indiana.
And then January 3rd at Indiana. Yeah. January 6th at Northwestern.
Yeah, every game in the Big Ten is going to be a grind. It's just going to be hard. And you know what? We're just learning, getting better.
Yep.
But I guarantee you by March, by late February, March, there will be not one team in the Big Ten that will look forward to playing us, because you're going to be taken through the ringer. We're going to be a lot better at that time, is my prediction. I just think without an emergence of a regular Kipper Nichols, I don't see how we can win a whole bunch of games, because the competition is so tough, and we're just young, young, young. So,
well, and when talking about athletes and discipline, that's an interesting topic, especially with Coach Brad Underwood.
Well, you're going to have a thick skin.
I'm sure you got some laps or some dimes or extra shooting going on.
A few words exchanged there.
Anyway, Illinois women and SIUE, great in the volleyball game, you know, with the Final Four and welcoming the team home yesterday at Huff Hall. Everybody in orange and blue, that was a good scene, too. So good stuff happening in Illini Nation right now. Pacers over New York, 110-99. The Bulls are at Oklahoma City tonight. Now on to the NFL. The Bears, 24-17 winners over the Packers to clinch the NFC North title.
Yep.
So Mitch Trubisky's couple of touchdowns. Bears 10-4 on the season. Bears Nation is happy today.
No question. And they're only a game behind the Rams for the second best record in the NFC. Watch out now. The Bears, you don't want to ever play Chicago Bears postseason in Chicago. And Khalil Mack has really changed the whole feeling of that defense. They were good. Oh, now they're really good.
Yeah. So. It's true. The Colts over the Cowboys, 23-0. Cowboys haven't been shut out in a good decade. New Orleans and Carolina tonight. Also, San Jose over the Blackhawks, 4-3. Calgary over St. Louis Blues yesterday, too.
All right, from trimming the tree to shopping for that perfect gift, holidays, you're busy running around. Busy reminds you to be careful this holiday season. Be conscientious. Average spend is just under $1,000 for each person. 38% of holiday shoppers will donate money to a charity. 37% plan to donate items. Busey shares some holiday spending tips. Making a list, checking it twice. Be a bargain hunter. You can find some really nice deals. Mm-hmm. Just got to look around. Stick to your list. Try not to get too emotional, because that's where you overspend. Guilty.
Yeah.
Factor in other expenses like, you know, postage, cards, presents. All that adds up. Then keep your receipts year to year so you can compare. And be careful, because I promise you, credit card companies won't forget to send you the bill.
Yeah.
And you're going to look at it and say, no way!
And then you got the interest. So you do want to knock it out in the first few months of the year.
You definitely want to knock that out. Busey committed to helping you handle your hard-earned money responsibly while still enjoying this wonderful time. Challenge yourself. Be meaningful and impactful. How about time? Time gifts are great. For more holiday spending tips, go to publications page in the Resource Center at Busey.com. That's Busey.com. Busey dedicated to providing support and resources this holiday season, whether it's budgeting or planning your financial resolutions for 2019. Visit any Busey location, call 800-67-BUSEY, or again, go to Busey.com. That's it for spanking his child, and we've discussed that a little bit this morning about how frustrating parenting can be at times, but how careful we must be in how we handle and deal with all of that. And I generally believe that if you were spanked as a child, you'll probably spank as a parent. That's anecdotal. I don't know, but I think that's probably what a lot of the studies reveal. 359-2255 texter says,
Ryan from Royal, when my son was six, he cut a hole in my couch with a garden shovel. I wanted to spank him so bad. I remember being so mad. Instead, I went outside and took his bike apart and put it into a pile of pieces. When I showed him his bike, he thought I broke it. I told him an eye for an eye around our house. Oop. How you treat me and my stuff is how you will get treated. Now he's 20 years old and he still remembers that. His bike stayed that way for 2 weeks.
Well, I wonder what was the, let's see, garden shovel and a couch. So.
Right. Got a hole
it, is it
couch.
Is it one of those experimental things, or was it I can't wait to hurt your couch thing?
Right.
That's also part of it. I mean, we had
the kid was six.
Benjamin walked around the house and, you know, taking doors off everything. I mean, we had, you know, the biggest thing was being able to figure out how to put him back because I'm not an Eagle Scout. But he would walk around with a Phillips, and he just his dexterity was such where he could unscrew things, and you know, cabinet door hinges were. You know, but you know what? That was just, he was interested. It wasn't like, I can't wait to hurt your
That's
doors.
Interesting. Yeah. And he's the inventor in the family now.
No. He was very, very into things like that. And, you know, but there were, Janet would buy 50 bag. I didn't know you could buy a 50-pound bag of flour. But she'd let the kids flop around in flour.
Uh-huh.
Because it was that Montessori feel of getting, seeing, touching, feeling, sensory stuff. But no, it just depends on the intent. If they want to hurt your stuff, then taking a bike apart sounds very creative to me.
Yeah, totally experimental, Ryan said, but LOL, but the couch was brand new.
Dang it.
So,
what is a garden shovel that can make a hole in a couch?
Right.
I mean, they had little pointy things. Anyway, okay, Ryan, good.
Digging for gold in the couch or something, huh?
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It just kind of shows a little bit about how that feels.
Right.
About my couch. And obviously, Ryan liked his couch.
Exactly.
359-2255, if you want to chime in. We have Cardinal calendars. I do want to do another session here coming up after
the... people approach me over the weekend.
Oh, I know.
Those.
Well, we get that all the time.
Uh-huh.
Because these are beautiful $20 glossy red... all kinds of wonderful pictures of the St. Louis Cardinals. Obviously an amazing gift. We will open the phones. We're doing these on the phone. And we'll do that right after the news at 8.
Okay.
So if you want a Cardinal calendar, you've been forewarned at 359-2255, same as our text lines, our phone line. And we shall be very generous with you because it's Christmas time, and we want you to have them.
Pretty optimistic in Cardinal Nation when it came to Paul Goldschmidt getting signed. And, of course, we have a Cardinal Caravan on January 18th. That's a Friday. Join us at iHotel. Lon Tay is going to be facilitating our event, and it's all brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance.
And we'll know who will be on the Cardinal Caravan probably early January. That's when they generally piece all that together. Based on availability and schedules and all those other great things, we generally get some really good players like Paul DeJong last year. Okay, 359-2255 after the news. Again, we'll open it up and give away Cardinal calendars via the phone. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. Go see Ben Quattrone and find out why they are an award-winning dealership Honda President's Award. It's like winning a Super Bowl.
I have more and more people that are complaining about their vehicle. And I'm like, why not just get something new for yourself for Christmas? You've been working hard.
You can get payments in the 260s.
I know.
The Honda has a Civic that's under $20,000. I mean, it's an amazing car. I mean, it's stunningly good. And you'll be surprised what you can afford based on some of these payments. Lease is an option as well. They got the BMW side, the Honda side. They're a terrific dealership. They want you to be a customer of theirs. Why don't you stop by off Neil at Brew Wash in Savoy, drivechampagne.com, drivechampagne.com. Okay, it's Monday morning. It is December 17.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back after our news. And again, 359-2255. First come, first serve on a limited number of St. Louis Cardinal calendars. We try and do it every year. I was slow to the punch this year, but after they signed Goldschmidt, I ordered immediately.
All in, CBJ.
Fair weather, 756. When servicing your vehicle...